This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. In northern Wyoming, a police officer has been shot and killed as he issued a trespass warning. Sergeant Nevada Krenke died at a hospital after being shot in downtown Sheridan. Here's KTVQ-TV reporter David Jay.
The Sheridan Police Chief released a statement. He says the entire department is shocked and saddened by this senseless act and appreciates all the thoughts and prayers from the community.
I'm really just thinking about his family and how his, like, family's feeling.
Solid, pretty safe. Overnight. Now this kind of spooky.
Police say the male shooter has barricaded himself at a home a few blocks away just after the shooting. The Sheridan County Sheriff's Office tells CBS News Radio the standoff continues at this hour. People who work in ERs have seen just about everything, but this just might be a new one.
As the usual business was taking place at St. David's North Austin Medical Center, there was a large crash and an SUV ended up inside the emergency department. The driver died. Leticia Estrada works at the hospital.
Yeah, broken glass all over. It looks like a bomb just blew in there.
Austin police say preliminary information indicates the incident does not appear to be an intentional act. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Thousands of flight attendants have been protesting outside 30 airports across the U.S. CBS's Carter Evans says they're demanding double-digit pay increases.
They say they haven't seen raises in many cases for 5, 6, 7 years. And in some cases, not just before the pandemic, but back to 9/11. They say they took pay cuts back when the industry was really hurting after 9/11. So the flight attendants I spoke with today say they've got a lot of catching up to do and a lot of time to make up for.
CBS News projects New York Democrat Tom Suozzi will win a special election to fill the seat left open when Republican George Santos was expelled from the House.
The people of Long Island and Queens are sick and tired of the political bickering. They've had it. They want us to come together and solve problems.
In Iowa, a huge turnout over a bill supported by the Republican governor that would define the terms man and woman in state law. CBS's Allison Keyes has that.
Hundreds of protesters showed up, many saying it is an attempt to erase the LGBTQ community and paint trans people as predators.
It will place people in the line of fire.
But supporters are calling it the Women's Bill of Rights.
This bill will protect girls and women across Iowa.
A 45-year-old man's been arrested in the theft of a Jackie Robinson statue found dismantled and burned in Wichita, Kansas. Thieves cut the bronze statue from its base. Police say Ricky Alderette had a financial, not a racial motive. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wayhout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers' proposed district boundaries for the state legislature are on their way to his desk after passing both houses of the legislature Tuesday afternoon. Evers has said he'd sign the bill and that would effectively close the map's lawsuit before the state Supreme Court. The new maps would place 6 incumbent state senators and 15 state representatives in the same district ahead of this fall's elections. Local election officials in Wisconsin are preparing for safe and secure voting this year, but some say the state should do more to meet the growing demand for absentee and early voting.
The funding that we receive from the state and from the federal government hasn't increased to accommodate any of that.
Mayor Beth Witzel Bell is the city clerk in Madison. Advocates say it would take $53 billion to modernize the election system across the country. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks with another win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 112-95 win over the Denver Nuggets. Giannis with 36 points to lead Milwaukee. The Bucks improving their defense. It's the first time this season they've held opponents to under 100 points in back-to-back games. Doc Rivers.
Just steady progress, believing in your D, trusting it, clarifying it. Don Shula, you know, if you ever read his book, he always talked about the fastest player is the one that doesn't have to think. And the more we can get our guys to know exactly what we're doing, they can play at full speed. Simplify so we can play with fire.
Baseball pitchers and catchers report tomorrow. The Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy, talked about a roster without pitchers like Corbin Burns or Brandon Woodruff.
And we're kidding ourselves to think that this thing's going to be decided on paper because we lost Burns and Woodruff. And, you know, it's getting the guys to understand that, you know, if you want to make it happen, it starts with you.
That's the Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy in mid-20s in the overnight with a light breeze. On Wednesday, plentiful clouds, highs in the mid-40s. Rain to snow Wednesday night, 1 to 3 inches of accumulation by dawn. Our lows dropping to the upper 20s. It's 24 at our studios.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, the surgeon of sound, Calvin on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Leave a message on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the media platform that Elon ruined. All kinds of things coming up this hour. Oh, I want to remind you, too, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Yeah.
That great entertainment show that he does now.
Yeah.
Monday through Friday across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yes.
7 o'clock.
Woo!
New time slot. Bitty. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. You can get to bed at a reasonable hour. If you're like me,
that show stays on 1 hour past when I have to go to bed.
Your bedtime. Well, you're up very, very early. Listen to Pete Schwabba, Nightlight 7 to 9 across the Civic Media Network. Download the app. You can listen to all of our stations all across the state.
Got big news, folks. The app is on sale. You can be yours now for, I think it's $4,999.
It's free.
We made it free.
It's free.
What?
Yeah.
We're crazy about this one.
And if you download our free Civic Media app, you can call or text directly from that. So it's pretty cool.
And look out for a refresh revamp of the app as well, along with the revamped website.
Yes, which looks really good.
Be a cool person. And you know what? Do us a favor. Just tell a friend about our show. Everyone listening, tell one person about it. Tell them about Civic Media. Have them tune in. We'd love to have them part of the family.
Absolutely. The conversation.
Yeah. We got a great, this came back a while ago, but Scott McKellen, our buddy Scott in Chicago, loving Jane's facial expressions. Live stream is the way to enjoy the show because, as we've all found out, if you're around Jane on a regular basis, which I am, terrible poker face.
Oh my God. I'm terrible.
Yeah.
I'm just terrible.
Yep. Yeah.
Everything I think. You can pretty much read right on my face.
Oh yeah, when we're prepping for the show, I'll be looking at my computer, and from the top of my eyes, I can just see your head shaking. I'm like, who's annoying you now?
This is why I could never be in politics, because I always used to imagine myself sitting, you know, behind the president or something where he's giving a speech, and I would just be rolling my eyes until next week because I can't stop myself.
I know. I understand.
I have no facial self-control.
It's a condition.
It's a sickness. Anyway, we were talking about conspiracy theories last hour, all going back to the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift lunacy, and even Reince Priebus called it what is my favorite term in my new band?
Powder keg of stupidity.
Powder keg of stupidity. And so we were taking your comments on the live stream and on the text line. Texter from the 920, while we wrap this up, my buddy's wife literally has Facebook pulled up on one device, earbuds in another device, listening to chat groups or YouTube
God.
Or whatever guy in his mom's basement source there is. I think older people, this is a really good point. I think older people don't realize the nature of social media algorithms and clickbait. I also think some of these folks realize they may not be very smart in other areas of life, so they want to believe they're in the know and have the secrets others do not understand.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that sentiment. I think what's better than being in a cool club?
Where I know stuff nobody else knows.
No one else knows it, and you can be a part of it, but you gotta come in. And if you don't want to come in, well, that's your problem, or worse, you are a traitor. Yeah. Like, that's, yes. And I could not even imagine. I love so many things in this world. Like, you know, I love Lego. I love space. I love a good Marvel movie.
Yes.
But I could not imagine having the time, energy, or money to be able to moving around, having that constantly be in my face
all
the time.
How exhausting. Right?
Yes. I mean, at some point, you got to just be tired of it. I mean, at some point, I want to just put down Lego sets and be like, all right, I'll come back to this in a few months. It'll be fun again. Now it feels like a chore. I don't understand how people can get that wrapped up in it.
Well, and I again, for this texter from the 920 who said older folks don't realize the nature of social media and algorithms, that's critical right there.
I wouldn't just say it's older people either. I would say there's a lot of people who don't understand.
Yeah, but Calvin, our resident young person, do you feel like you and your fellow young people are hip on the whole algorithm thing and how they can hook you? And
said in the oldest lingo ever. Oh, my God.
Lingo, he said.
I like to think that we're aware of it, but that doesn't mean we resist it or don't get sucked in by it. Mm-hmm. Like, I like to think that, this sounds really bad, if I'm scrolling on TikTok and I keep seeing something I don't like, I'll think like, okay, I just have to scroll by it really fast every time, and then the algorithm will know I won't like it anymore.
I done that with accounts on Instagram where I'm like, I don't like these accounts. I tried to block them and they just sent me more.
I mean, so how can you escape them?
I think you could. I see, the thing is, I think older people might not understand the algorithm, but I think at the end of the day, unless you are someone who truly programs them and understands the science behind them, none of us understand the algorithm, because, you know, the other day, I told you this story before, we were talking about Earl one day and he had a great interview. We were talking about Earl, host of the Earl Ingram Show here on Civic Media. Sorry to do a real quick plug. And then later that day, I opened my phone up and I went to Audible to listen to a book. And its first suggestion was the autobiography of DMX, which is called Earl.
That's freaky.
I know there's an algorithm and I know it's after me and I know it's always listening, but I don't fully understand it, because sometimes it sends me stuff where I'm like, I don't need this. And like a month later, I'm like, I really want to buy this.
844-967.
This whole show is about conspiracy theories today.
2789. We're going to move on. 844-967-2789. In fact, coming up at 11:50, we were talking about not the Wonder Oven recipes, and I never actually got to talk the actual recipe.
And you're not going to today. Yes, conspiracy theories all day long, baby.
No. So if you, there's something I made that was not poisonous, and I'm very excited about this. So we're going to give you the whole recipe coming up at 11:50, if it's something that you want to, maybe you want to try it at home.
And my apologies to Scott in Chicago. He's actually Scott in St. Louis now. Also still a Brewers fan, by the way. Pitchers and catchers report this week.
Oh, yes. I know you are into baseball. So something actually got done in the Senate last night. I know. What?
They did. They cleaned up a little bit. They like did a little mopping or some dusting.
there was a deal.
Ooh. Are you about to talk about my favorite thing in the world? Bipartisanship?
At least in the Senate.
Well, okay. They're always bipartisan.
At least in the Senate, they actually managed to pass an aid bill to Taiwan and Ukraine.
And Israel.
They approved $95 billion in aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan early this morning by a vote of 70-29. Sending it on to an uncertain fate in the House. It's not an uncertain fate.
It's a for sure fate.
It's a for sure fate. Mike Johnson is never, the Speaker of the House is never going to pass this.
He's probably not going to take up a version of it in the House. A senator who is quite unhappy about it is Senator Josh fist in the air on January 6th, Holly. He called it a robbery of your tax money in the middle of the night.
It's really important.
That wasn't your radio turning off, folks. That was Jane trying to calculate those words.
It's really important for folks to understand why Ukraine is important to the security of the rest of Europe.
Yeah.
If Putin takes Ukraine, now essentially at the invitation of our former president, he can do whatever he wants to any of our allies.
Yeah.
If they're not paying what Donald Trump thinks is their fair share. Well, he essentially said Russia can do whatever the hell it wants.
Yes, and there is one of his colleagues who also happened to be one half of our Senate representation who has said that Putin will win.
Oh, Ron Johnson said that.
Yeah, Putin will win, and the only way to bring him to the table. As soon as he said that, my brain started to boil. On what flat earth do you live on where you think you can walk up to Vladimir Putin and say, hey, we want to come to the table and talk about... No, he's going to say, I'll make the table, I'll send the invites, and hopefully the table doesn't throw you out of a window.
Yeah.
So this whole thing of still believing that Putin is a reasonable dealing with guy, are you kidding me?
Or a man of his word?
Which, by the way, let's also talk about Ron Johnson and conspiracy theories. I mean,
well, there's that. Yeah, that's
police.
That's a whole other show. 26 Republicans and 2 Democrats, Peter Welch of Vermont and Jeff Merkley of Oregon, voted against the measure. So did Bernie Sanders. Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, very happy about this. He is hoping Speaker Johnson will step up to the moment and do the right thing. If we want the world to stay a safe place for freedom, for democratic principles, and the future of our prosperity, America must lead the way. Again, this is going to go over to the House, and it's going to be dead, and that'll be the end of it. 844-967-2789. Mark from Prairie du Sac is online. Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, and thanks again for mentioning Ron Johnson's continued treason against the United States of America. I called his office this morning and left a message because, of course, nobody answered.
Yeah.
And I didn't curse this time. I didn't swear this time, like is my want sometimes when I call that office. I didn't even curse him with the curses of the ancient Greeks on the sufferings that he should suffer each and every night when he dreams, that Tantalus or Sisyphus or Prometheus.
Okay, you've read a book, Mark. We get it. My gosh.
It is just ridiculous. The man maintains himself as a defender of any kind of liberty at all when he defends somebody like Vladimir Putin and what he wants to reestablish the old Soviet Union. I mean, that I want to know if Ron Johnson was compromised or he was just bought off when he was in Russia in 2018. Him along with Rand Paul, who's been Trump's personal courier and handling documents and running him over to Russia to hand him to Vlad Putin. I mean, that... I don't know if it's hyperbole to even say that at this point in time, but these guys, that they are just, it is, like I've said out here and on other programs, that you must be able to see Ronald Reagan's body underneath his grave because he's been sitting so fast that...
He's actually unearthed himself at this point. He's been rotating upwards. Mark, thank you so very much. We're running out of time here. Stay with us. When we return, Einstein, E equals MC Cash, baby. This is Matt Nair on air. On the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. So, for Matt and Aaron on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board. You can always join us at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream. Lots going on the live stream, as always, on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. You want to hang out with some fun people, watch on the live stream.
Heck yeah. And we're not even talking about us.
No, we are not
talking.
We're fun.
I mean, we're fun. Like, get out there and, yeah, bowling. But, like,
They have a good time.
We need to give them a name. Like,
the streamers?
But no.
No, I know. I'm just talking about them as
a group. Oh, gotcha. The Fantanaires?
Okay, that's a work in progress. We'll have to kick that, or we'll have to do a workshop that, Greg.
Okay.
How about we workshop that?
Okay.
We were talking about conspiracy theories longer than we expected, but there's been a lot of engagement, and I think some of this stuff is really it makes such a good point. Andrew from Maine, it's important. So we were talking about Ukraine also, and the aid bill that passed last night in the Senate for Ukraine, Taiwan, and Israel. This measure will likely go to the House and die. Andrew from Maine says it's important to understand where exactly the money is being spent. We're not sending a cargo ship loaded with cash to Ukraine. A big part of the funds are spent in the U.S. making equipment and munitions to replace that stuff sent to Ukraine and Israel. And that he's right. It's being built here.
When you have such dissension that crosses party lines, I always want to know why someone was against what. And we were talking about this during when I ran to get some snacks, which is why Bernie Sanders didn't vote for it. I needed a chance to read the article. Was it maybe those are standalone packages for each country? Is $95 billion in defense for three countries that are facing huge
threats?
Well, two or three, maybe. Point is, that might not be enough money in someone's opinion. Or maybe like, hey, I don't want to fund war anymore. You know what I mean? Like, very interested in finding out why.
Lynn also texting in from the 612. Well, you need to mention there is no such thing as NATO dues. Trump likes to pretend that they owe the U.S. money, and she's absolutely right, Lynn.
He loves saying that.
Yeah.
He loves talking about NATO dues.
It is my understanding, and if I'm wrong, please let me know. It is my understanding countries are expected to pay 2% of their budget toward their own defense.
All right.
That's my understanding, but it's not like, if you don't, there is this ramification for that. And I'm going to let Russia invade you. I'm pretty sure that's not in the NATO agreements. I have not read it.
You are in arrears, sir.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. E equals MC cash, Greg Bach.
Cash money for science. We love science. And birds aren't real.
Okay. A new London high school senior, back in 80 years ago in 1946, wrote a letter to Albert Einstein. He was a high school senior at New London High School, wrote a letter to Albert Einstein about his theory of relativity, and Albert wrote him back.
That's so cool.
It's one of the few times Einstein actually wrote out his most famous equation, E equals MC squared, which describes how mass and energy are the same physical entity. Along with other theories, this equation is key to understanding nuclear reactions. So Jack Monstead wrote the letter. He consigned it to a Boston-based auction company. Since the listing went live in January, the maximum bid for this letter is now up to $30,000. The price could rise even higher before the sale closes. That doesn't seem like all that much to me.
No, I expected it to be in the six digits.
Especially considering from this article in JS Online. my chair just shrank. this is one of the only times he actually wrote down the equation.
Like
you, I would think that would massively increase the value.
You mean just E equals MC squared or the whole thing?
No, if E equals MC squared.
If I would have came up with E equals MC squared, I'd be writing it everywhere. It would be my signature.
Apparently, he was a little stingy with the E equal MC squared.
My gosh. Well, I for sure thought something from Einstein would have gone for like 50 grand, 100 grand.
Me too. Again, this auction is not over.
Yeah.
But so here's,
which means we can buy it.
If we all chip in.
Hey, Civic Media. We got to get this for the office. It's inspiring. It's Wisconsin proud.
Here is the letter that this gentleman, who was a high school senior when he wrote to Albert Einstein, dated April 21st, 1946. It reads, "Dear sir, your informations do not seem to be quite reliable to me, but there is no time to correct them. In the formula, E equals MC squared. M is measured in gram. E is erg. And C is CM sec." Signing the letter, A. Einstein.
That's so cool.
It really is very, very cool. And the fact that he would write a high school senior back.
Yeah.
He was a pretty important guy.
But you know what that speaks to? Because, you know, Albert Einstein was a very busy person, very smart person. You know, the story was sometimes he'd leave his house without putting shoes on because he just couldn't be bothered.
Well, his brain was full of other more important things.
I would say this, and I mean this 100%. Kudos to his support staff, because his support staff saw that letter and they gave that letter to him.
You're probably right.
They saw it and they were like, this is a young person who wants to learn. You know, we think you should just write a little note. That's the word. Like, that's, and I mean it. When you call these elected offices and the people who pick up the phone, be polite to them, be kind to them. Thank them for what they're doing, wish them a good day, and let them know that their time they've given you is appreciated, because support staff do not get appreciated as much as they should.
You're absolutely right, Greg.
So,
and it's not like they're making tons of money either. So if you're interested in this Albert Einstein letter written to a Wisconsin high school senior back in 1946, you have until 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on February 22nd to win the auction. This is RR Auctions, and we will put that in our show notes in case you want to take a look at this and bid on Al's letter.
Oh, Al. Yes.
I feel that copacetic kind of relationship.
Yeah, you know me and Al hanging out talking about science.
With Albert Einstein. We have news coming up, so stay close for that. When we return, civil discussions on Civic Media.
Very civil discussions.
Is it working?
We think so.
What do you think? Stay close. This is Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
They got the money, hey, you know they got away. They're headed down south and they're still running today. So you go on, take the money and run. Go on, take the money and run. Take the money and run.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Arbol Show.
CBS News Brief. Shock in Sheridan, Wyoming, after a police sergeant was shot and killed.
We have very few homicides, I'm good with that. I mean, the last one was probably, I can't even remember that, 10, 15 years ago, probably. But this one for a cop, that's not good.
The suspected shooter is barricaded in a home. The driver of a car that crashed into the ER of a hospital in Austin, Texas, has died. Dr. Peter DeYoung.
We are so thankful that the building itself appears to be in good condition, and there's been no impact to operations outside of the emergency department at all.
Flight attendants for major U.S. airlines are holding rallies at airports around the country to push for higher pay and better benefits. Suzanne Schaefer is at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport.
We put in a lot of hours for the few hours that we get paid. It's not uncommon to be on duty for 12 to 16 hours and get compensated for between 4 and 6.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has lost nearly 18% of its bus drivers over the past two decades. The Wisconsin Policy Forum found that there were around 14,000 licensed bus drivers in 2022. That's about 3,000 fewer drivers than in 2007. They say that an aging workforce is causing the decline, and it's likely to get worse in the coming years as more drivers decide to retire. Governor Evers says conditions are improving in Wisconsin prisons. Evers partially lifted lockdowns in November that had been in place since spring. The lockdowns happened because prisons are short-staffed. Evers recently visited the state prison in Green Bay.
Is everything perfect there? Absolutely not. Are people doing the best they can under the circumstances? Absolutely, yes.
Evers tells WISN-TV's Upfront that more people are training to be prison guards since the state raised the pay last summer. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed. Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy in mid-20s in the overnight with a light breeze. On Wednesday, plentiful clouds, highs in the mid-40s. Rain to snow Wednesday night, 1 to 3 inches of accumulation by dawn. Our lows dropping to the upper 20s. It's 24 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Matinair on Air. So very happy to have you along with us. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Good morning, Lake Air, WLAK Radio in Amory.
Amory.
My favorite place I've yet to be.
You're going there this year. You know that, right?
Todd and I are talking about it. Todd Alba and I want to do a tour of the 3rd Congressional District and hit a couple places along the way. And so we're working on it. Things are rolling behind the
scenes.
They're
cooking.
Things are cooking behind the scenes. We didn't want to, and we're asking this very sincerely, actually, about civil discourse and civic media, and hopefully our role in encouraging civil discourse. We're coming up. It'll be 2 years in July.
Yeah.
Since I started here with the company.
Yeah.
And that is really part of our mission.
Yeah.
To support democracy, present facts, and encourage civil discussions, because I think ultimately we all have far more in common than we have that keeps us apart.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one of the reasons why we're talking about this today is because we got a lovely, I feel like it was a lovely text from Wes yesterday from Middleton, just saying that, you know, we are being heard for what we're doing. You know, he says, his exact words, I got to throw you a bone that you've pulled our media ecosystem back down to earth a bit. And then I think that Wisconsinites are losing their appetite for Looney Tunes fringe. And I hope that's the case. I hope that, you know, we have fun here. We definitely take you can tell probably what side of the ballot box we stand on.
We really don't try to hide that too much.
We don't try to hide it, but we're also not so married to our opinions that if someone brings in some facts that contradict what we believe, we're not gonna be like, you're just wrong. I mean, we have people in this room who vote differently than we do. I mean,
of guests, you mean?
Yeah.
And
if what's happening here at Civic Media is any sort of indicator, then maybe Wes is right. Wisconsinites are coming back down to earth after years and years and years of misinformation and just a lot of just being in each other's throats all the time.
And the inflaming of that.
Yeah.
Which is so unhealthy.
And which is
for all of us.
And let's be fair. Let's be absolutely fair here. Whether it's radio, podcasting, TV, if you're going for the big shock and you're going for the response, then you're doing it because you want that money.
It's for clicks.
It's for clicks. It's for ad space. It's for all of those things. And yes, we are a business that needs to make money.
Sure.
But we also have a very, very deep relationship with the truth here, I like to think. And we've heard it from the callers, too. I mean, we've had people call and say, I'm a Republican, but I listen to you and not to make fun of us and not to bully us on our opinions either. They're listening because they want to hear different opinions. And I think that's something that's very important and something we've achieved really well in the past couple of years.
Has it made a difference for you?
Yeah.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Do you think listening to Civic, or has Civic made it easier for you to open up discussions with other people who, again, might be on the other side of the political aisle than you? Has it helped?
How did you hear about us? Were you someone who's like, I can't do it? I just need some good conversation.
A little sanity?
Yeah. We got a great text from the 414, and I could not agree with this more. I think this person's a genius, and I think what they're saying is true. Albert Einstein wasn't as important as civic media. Argument to the contrary would be a futile waste of oxygen. So, yes.
Did they put their name on
that
text?
Yes, that was Jackie Bach.
Okay, that was your mother. That's good to know. Well, I appreciate that compliment. That's lovely. I don't know. I think Al might have had a little bit over on us. Scott McKellen on the live stream. Being open to other opinions is how we learn and grow empathy and compassion, reducing division and antagonism. We don't need to agree, but at least we need to listen. You are absolutely right, Scott.
And that's a word that, you know, that word is empathy. Speaking in before, when we were talking about conspiracy theories and talking about how do we connect with people, is we need to be empathetic to where they're at and meet them where they're at. You might not like it, and it will be hard, and you will get frustrated. There may be yelling, but if someone is so far down a rabbit hole or they're so far in disagreement, you got to ask yourself, why are they there? What is the situation in their life? That's one of the reasons why I can't hate Donald Trump. I might not like him. He might not be the person I'm inviting to my Christmas party.
Right.
But I also, when I think about him, I cannot not think about a little boy whose parents were terrible and raised him in a way where he almost didn't have a chance to get out. I mean, like he
to become a full person.
Yeah. And some will make the argument, what about his brothers and sisters? You're right. But everyone's different. But he turned out to be the way he was as a direct result of his parenting. And he is now who he is, just always looking for love and acceptance, needs to be the top guy, needs to be the person that is the best, because he's always trying to impress eventually his parents. That will never happen. So he has to impress the American people, and he has to be the number one guy, and nothing will keep him from trying to do that.
Got to fill that hole in your heart.
Exactly. Got a text from the 608. Are Republicans listening for a different opinion or for reliable facts? I don't know. You have to ask them. If you're a Republican listening right now, call in. Let us know why. I mean, is it because you want to hear
the other side?
The other side?
Maybe you just want to, and I hate to use this term, but I think that there are people who do think of the other side as enemy.
Yeah.
Is it about, you know, keep your enemy close, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Yeah. And at least I want to know what the other side is talking about, which is a fair point as well. We've talked many times about how all of us, to some extent, reside in our own bubbles.
Yes.
We most likely have friends who agree with our political beliefs. We pretty much surround ourselves with people who are going to agree with us.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier sometimes because and remember, we all have lives too, jobs, mortgages, kids, pets, you know, parents to take care of, second job, and trying to really deconstruct all those things, that's tiresome, and I get it. But hopefully what we do here is make it a little fun too, and helping with those that I don't know, I don't want to say struggle. I'm not trying to compare us to Albert Einstein. I just hope that what we're doing is the good work.
Well, and I would like us to get back to at least having mutual respect for each other, instead of such instantaneous disdain,
which I'm guilty of,
and I have done it too. And when, you know, so we're looking at ourselves when we talk about this, wanting to be able to have dialogue across the board, with respect, and keeping it civil, so we can all learn something. We have Scotty from Racine is on the line. Thank you for joining us, Scotty, very much. What did you want to say?
Oh, hi. And it's a great topic. I mean, civil discussion is a, you know, the gift we need to give ourselves, you know, I mean, just being able to speak about something without getting emotional. And it's hard to do. And I think the sad state of affairs is that for such a long time now, and going back to, I mean, even before Trump was in power in 16, right? I remember Hillary Clinton. You said that name, and people would react to it with almost like this visceral of the hatred of Hillary Clinton.
Revulsion.
It was Pavlovian.
Revulsion.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, good God. I remember that, you know, being with the family member and going like, listen, you know, like, whatever you think of Hillary Clinton, I mean, she doesn't have rabies. I mean, she's okay. She's a person. Anyway, it was just that reaction. So people build on those fears. And then I think some of the state now, I mean, you have like sitting senators sitting there, or, you know, believing in outrageous things. I mean, the idea that, you know, the election was rigged and such. I mean, if any rational person puts any amount of time into really thinking about that, like with your own brain, you know, just actually sitting down, having a cup of coffee, and take 5 full minutes if you want to, and really think about how in the hell the election was actually rigged and they got away with it, you're going to be like, well, no, that could be, that's impossible. That's crazy talk. Yeah. And yet people believe it. And you have this thing now where you're, how do you have a civil discourse with somebody who's basically in a cult at this point? If you believe that Donald Trump is anything other than the criminal he is and always has been, you know, really, 91 indictments, convicted rape. How many settlements before he was even in power at $25,000 fraud university? He's always been what he is. And at this point, if you still believe in that falsehood, how do you even have a dialogue when you're in a cult? You know, their minds are already made up. So what's the point of talking? Sad. But what I would like everybody to do, if you still believe Donald Trump is more than he is or whatever, just watch 15 minutes of regular news every day. Just whatever news you choose. I don't care. NBC, ABC, CNN, CBS, I don't care. Just watch 15 minutes of just normal news a day for a while. See if that helps.
Thank you, Scotty, very much. We really appreciate the call. 844-967-2789. But unfortunately, to your point about watching regular news, I just met someone for the first time last week who said all media is corrupt.
Yeah.
All media except for Fox News.
Which is funny because most people, there's a lot of people who think Fox News has been taken over by the liberal left because they're even questioning. But that's not the point. I don't want to get into that. And then to Scotty, you know, you can say they're in a cult and that can be the punchline. But I still think you can meet them where they live. If there's someone close to you and you care about, you can have a discussion with them. I still think it's possible. Call me naive. Call me dumb. I've been called worse. We did get a couple of texts. One from the 608 says, the other side, ? There are many sides to all issues. I'd rather hear serious people discuss facts and analysis than, quote, hear the other side as if this was a religious dogma competition. And I get that.
I do too.
When we say the other side, I think we were saying the basic right versus left. But you're right.
There's, we're open to all sides. Yes. And I don't think it's about saying both sides are the same or all sides are the same because they aren't necessarily.
No. And all topics that we talk about on a grand scale, whether it's border security, abortion access, voting rights, those are so dense and so complex that it's not just about listening to someone on the radio read a story. You've got to do the heavy lifting yourself. You got to do the homework on your own to figure out what's going on based on the facts that are out there. Another text from the 608, we need to get back to a shared set of facts and focus less on opinion that are not rooted in facts. Don't disagree with that.
Hey, I said that when Donald Trump first came down that escalator and announced he was going to run.
Yeah.
I said at that point, we have to have a starting point. We all need to have to be able to agree, for example, that gravity exists. And once we're all on the same page that gravity exists, we can work our way out from there on things that are mutually agreeable.
Someone call you sheeple for thinking gravity exists. And I'm not even, folks, I'm not even kidding.
I know it's still a theory, I feel kind of confident about gravity.
Yeah. And then finally, 414 texter says, I listen to conservative talk radio to hear what they're talking about. That's sent by Dave in New Berlin. He is the guy who sent the Einstein text.
Thank you so much, Dave. Really appreciate that.
Yeah. So, I mean, hopefully we're doing the good work for you. We're informing you as well as entertaining you. That's important to us here at Civic
Media.
Very
much so.
And it is very appreciated that there are at least a few people out there who not only enjoy what we're doing, but think we are reshaping the discussion. The
making some impact.
Yeah. Whatever the discussion definition is for nowadays with politics, we are having an impact, and that means a lot. So
absolutely does. And again, you can always check in 844-967-2789. Stay with us. Coming up, who needs a Wonder Oven recipe?
You're going to buy a Wonder Oven. Special, you talk about it all the time.
Special edition. This is Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. You know, it seems the more we talk about we'll be right back.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with
You're Mitch listening Wild. To pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Civic Media app. You're
Welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board from our studio live in downtown Waukesha. Thank you so very much for joining us this morning and calling and texting. We love to hear from you. We love your input. And if you ever have something that you would like us to talk about or something that you would like us to cover, just let us know. You can send us an email at Matt Nair on Air, all one word, Matt Nair on Air at civicmedia.us.
And guess what?
Yes.
Social media is abound, my friends. You can go to the Facebook book, or as I call it, the Facebook. I call it the Italian version, the Facebook book.
Nice.
The Facebook book. You can go to Instagram. You can go to Twitter, known as X, Twix, as some call it. And you can follow us, Matt Nair, on Air, that we are available there. We'll be posting some fun stuff. We will try to stay aboard on that. That's a lot of social media, but we will. But be some of the first people to follow us. I can't guarantee it a prize. Maybe you'll get Jane's Wonder Oven that she'll never, ever use.
I have not purchased a Wonder Oven.
Give it time.
I'm firm. I am not getting a Wonder Oven,
okay.
Which is the whole point of this.
Our new segment called
Who Needs a Wonder Oven Recipe?
What we agreed on, but okay.
That's what I have on the planner.
Oh, really? Right okay. There. All right.
So I made something on Super Bowl Sunday that was actually good. It was not poisonous. My husband liked it. And I do want to clarify, my husband is English. He's a very, very picky eater, and he does not like spicy things.
Well, he's English, therefore he's not used to good food.
Shepherd's pie is wonderful.
When pasties, made correctly.
Pasties are wonderful.
From Michigan.
You've never had a pasty in England.
I haven't been to England in many years.
Okay, well, take my
word. I went there once, and they were like, you want to get something to eat? And they're like, yeah, Mexican. They said, no, we'll get Indian. I was like, awesome. It was amazing.
Okay. Back to the not the Wonder Oven recipe. Of the thing that I made.
Okay.
That did not kill anyone. Here's how you started.
Okay.
So you get your crock pot, Greg Bach.
Yeah.
And you cut up a whole bunch of yellow onions and you put it in the bottom.
Okay.
And then you take about a pound of chicken breasts. I use chicken tenders. Throw those on top. Now, what confused me about this, and I got this from the website that Luke Mathers had suggested to me, called Half Baked Harvest.
Okay.
It was a recipe for like 10 people.
Yeah.
It's my husband and I, so I always cut things down for like servings of four.
Yeah.
But then you get all of these weird fractions of tablespoons and things. So it calls for 0.67 tablespoons. I used a half a tablespoon.
Wait, say that point what?
0.67 of a tablespoon.
That shouldn't even be a measurement.
So I used a half a tablespoon smoked paprika, dried parsley, garlic powder, onion powder. It calls for chipotle chili powder. I only had chili powder, so I use that instead with a third of a teaspoon, and you sprinkle that all over, and then you pour in a third of a cup of hot sauce. You take, it calls for one jalapeno seeded and chopped.
Yeah.
I had the already pre-chopped mild jalapenos, again, because my husband doesn't like it too terribly spicy. Throw those in there and 2 tablespoons of butter.
Okay.
Let it cook for like 3 hours on low.
Yeah.
Then you crank it up to high. You throw in 4 ounces of cream cheese, a cup of cheddar cheese. I know, it's so light and fluffy.
Doctor recommended.
We'll have Dr. Lyerly on to talk about the impact on our arteries on Thursday. And then you melt that all together. I steamed broccoli on the side because sometimes when I've done things like this before, the broccoli doesn't cook.
Yeah.
So I did the steamed broccoli on the side, served it up with just some rice. And you throw this wonderful chicken. You don't have to shred it like I did, but that's what I did. So you could actually even use it for like a really decadent dip.
That was my first question I was going to ask. This sounds like it'd just be a main course dip.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then it says you can have green onions, chopped green onions for the top, and then buffalo sauce for serving, which I didn't think it really needed. It had plenty of kick on its own.
Well, I was going to say that so the original recipe calls for a hot sauce.
Chipotle chili powder. And a regular jalapeno.
That's a lot of competing spice.
It's a lot of spice.
But it's competing flavors, too. And the question I have then beyond the dip part is, why do you think your husband liked it if he doesn't like spicy? Even the stuff you're putting in there now still has...
I think it was because I used the mild jalapenos.
Yeah.
It added a little sweetness to it.
Ooh.
Just a touch, you know? Just a nudge of sweetness. So, again, yes, I am applauding myself.
Good.
Because I made something that was good.
That's fantastic.
Delighted.
That's how I felt after we did the cookie thing last year.
The cookie exchange.
Everything that I wanted to do fell to poop. So I had to improvise on the spot. And what I made, I was proud of. It wasn't the best, but
it was good.
It didn't poison anyone.
There you go. No one died. No one died recipes.
I think we should keep talking about the Wonder Oven until they send you one for free.
Oh.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh.
The old days of radio.
You might be onto something there. If you have a not a Wonder Oven recipe that you would like to share with us.
Yeah.
Email it in. And anything crock pot.
Oh, yeah.
Is great. I think it's a wonderful way to cook if you are not a terribly good cook like me.
And I don't care if it's July. If it's a chili, send it.
Matt Nair on air.
Yep.
All one word. MATENAER on air. Matt Nair on air at civicmedia.us.
So hungry now.
Thank you so very, very much for joining us today. Thank you for listening and for calling and for texting. Without you, we are nothing. Stay close for the news. And I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. Stay close. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Grown Radio. From Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Wednesday on Nightlight, author Doug Heim joins the show. Check us out in our new time slot from 7 to 9 p.m. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Whatever gets you through the night.
The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.